Do you believe in ghosts?
Well, we're back with another short scare. Hopefully you've all been looking forward to it. And this is actually a listener story sent in by Emma. So Emma, thank you very much. I know we've been sitting on it a while, but we're really excited to record it even from the day we received your email. But before we get to it, I just want to encourage you all to click subscribe and drop us a review wherever you're listening if you haven't already. And if you have already, go tell a friend or a family member or someone, post on Facebook about the podcast. You know, your recommendations is one of the things that really helps us grow and get more listeners. We really appreciate it. And of course, go to facebook.com/ghoststoriesthepodcast and drop us a like there if you haven't already. Now let's get down to business. This week's story, as I mentioned earlier, sent in by Emma, and it's about her experience when she started her new job as a care assistant in a care home. Some very unusual things going on there. So it was an intriguing one to read, to say the least. Another care home story as well. We're getting a few of those coming in. So yeah, sit back, relax, and enjoy The Man in the Blue Suit. I recently started working in a care home as a care assistant and have experienced some very unusual and freaky occurrences. After my first week or so, I was told stories about an old man with a beard that wore a blue suit and he walks around the second floor of the building. I wouldn't say I'm a skeptic, but in all honesty, I tried to play it off in my mind as them just messing around with the new person. At first, I'd never seen this man, but my manager said he spotted him once using the lift, and the old caretaker that used to work there experienced a very close encounter with this ghostly figure. Apparently, while working away in one of the rooms, I'm not sure exactly doing what, he almost sensed someone approaching. Well, that's what he explained anyways, like the feeling you get when someone enters the room unannounced, but you know they're there. As he turned around, the apparition suddenly materialized out of nowhere and appeared right up in his face. As you can imagine, it was a terrifying shock to have him working on the second floor doing maintenance all alone. They say he essentially ran out of the building, called in his resignation, and never came back. I wasn't sure what to think of all these stories at first, and I was convinced it was just the other staff members trying to scare me. However, the more time I spent with the residents, the more I began to notice they kept mentioning a man I hadn't seen before. They would sometimes mention an unusual man in their bedroom or he was watching them at night while they were asleep. This freaked me out even more when one day I was walking a resident down the corridor to the lounge when she spoke and said, "Who's that guy standing there? Is he a new resident?" was pointing at a closed door. This really spooked me, so stupidly rather than asking for a description of the man, making myself look foolish, I just passed it off and said, "I'm not sure. Maybe she was in on the prank too." One evening, I was standing with another staff member, looking out at the residents while they had their dinner, when all of a sudden, we heard a loud knock-knock sound from the bookcase behind us. Then a bang, an ornament fell to the floor. It made us jump because it sounded like someone had stood behind us and actually knocked on the wall with their knuckles on the wood. We slowly turned around and no one was there. I approached the fallen ornament, and I noticed there was a white rabbit head, which felt particularly unusual, as it was also the day before Easter. I waited until all the residents had finished dinner and were off to their rooms or wherever they were going, and mentioned it to the person I was working with. Her face had turned white as a ghost before she told me the man in the blue suit died on Easter Day. It might have been a wind-up, even so, this made my stomach drop when I heard it. Nothing scared me as much as the time I was doing paperwork on my own at the end of the corridor, where the lift to the second floor was. I remember I was sat down concentrating on my work and writing logs, and all of a sudden the fire doors banged shut closing behind me, and the lights began to flicker off and on, until suddenly they stayed off, making the area I was sat in extremely dark and eerie. I could hear the lift in front of me operating as if it was coming down from the second floor. My heart raced as I knew no one else was there. I actually felt sick with fear. I could hear it stop on my level and the door slowly open with the lights flickering inside. I instantly shot up from my seat and wanted to run, but was frozen with fear. Each time the light flickered, I could make out a silhouette of a man. With each flicker, he appeared to get closer, but still, I couldn't move. As I was expecting him to suddenly appear at the threshold of the door, the light suddenly stayed on. The lift was empty, and no one was around to be seen. It took a minute for my heart rate to slow, and for me to gain the feeling back in my legs to leave the room. I've been working there for some time now, and even though I haven't seen the man in blue since, I really do believe he's here watching over the residents and playing lighthearted pranks on the staff. Well, I hope they're nothing more than lighthearted pranks anyway. Interesting. I thought that was a really cool story. And Emma, thanks again for sending it over. I've been thinking about it since I read. I wonder if he is a bit of a prankster or what is. Maybe an ex-resident of the care home who passed away. Of course, on Easter, yeah. So I know what I think about the story, if it's, like I said, if it's based in fact or pure work of fiction. But I want you all now to go to our Facebook page, facebook.com. / Ghost Stories the podcast, and a day or so after this goes live, we're going to have a poll up there. So vote for if you think this is based in fact or a pure work of fiction. We'd love to know. And yeah, Emma, if you're listening, maybe when the poll's up after it's been up a while, you could drop us a message and let us know which it was. It'd be intriguing to find out and learn a little bit more about your experiences. But yeah, that's it for this week. Another one in the bag. I mentioned earlier, but I'll mention again, make sure to subscribe, drop a review, it all helps, or just give us a recommendation, and of course a like on Facebook, the area where we really put our effort into social, the little effort we put into social. Who knows, maybe one day we'll be running Twitter, and my wife occasionally posts to Instagram. But yeah, this is all for you listeners. So we hope you're still enjoying it and loving it as much as we love creating it when we do have the opportunity. I'm going to do my best not to neglect the podcast in the coming weeks. I'm reinvigorated, inspired, and have many, many more stories ready to record like this one. If you have a story yourself, just jump to our website, ghost-stories.co.uk, and use the contact form to send it over there. And I'm sure it'll appear in a future episode. But yeah, that's it from us. Take care and don't stop asking.
Do you believe in ghosts?